I don't know if I'm ever going to get up. I'm going to tell you, God put something in you to cause you to go. It's in you. We don't ever quit. We don't ever give up. We fight till we win. We keep fighting till we win. I'm going to tell you, life full of struggles and full of hard places. I mean, full of bumps in the road. But I tell you what, I'm going to tell you, the light affliction, Paul called it, works for us a far more eternal and exceeding weight of glory. We're going to have the glory one day. And all this trouble going to be over with, and we're going to be so glad we're on the side of the Lord. We're going to be so glad we made Jesus Lord. When you dance around them streets of glory. When your faith is made a reality in the highest order. When you see Jesus face to face, you say, that's the one died for me. Woo, I'm so glad, Jesus, I gave my heart to you. Oh, I'm so glad you saved me. I'm so glad you found me. Jesus, I want to thank you for your peace you gave me while I was on the earth. I want to thank you for the joy that you deposited. All that you supplied to me helped me make it over. Thank you for the blood you shed. Redeem my soul from iniquity. Peace and joy and faith are a cure for a troubled heart.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
KAYT 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
Jesus.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministers Broadcast. Brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church. Pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II. One church ministering in two locations. 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all I do.
Receptive to hear and to heed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Just want to bless you again. Turn to the book of Colossians. Colossians chapter 2. I want to start at verse 6. Colossians verse 6. Colossians 2 and 6 says, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware, lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy word. You may be seated. And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. We'll just speak for a little while from the subject. Confidently complete in him. Confidently complete in him. Say that with me. Confidently complete in him. Now listen at this word, my brothers and sisters, because if you're not confidently sure about your completeness in the Lord before we preach this word, I hope when we're through preaching this word, you will be confidently complete in him, knowing your authority, knowing your ability, and knowing that he has ordained this and authorized this so that you might have all of the full function and power to represent him in the earth realm. You see, when you are confident, that's one thing. When you are confident in the truth and know the truth based on truth, it's not about you, but about him. And your confidence is secure in God's truth, who is without fail unable to change the truth, because that is his word. What he says, he means he's not in our completeness, but in his completeness because of this truth. Now notice what he says, and I want you to see this, because as we look at this word, it's so much richness in this second chapter, but I don't have the time to deal with as much as I'd like. So let me just go back and begin at verse 6. It says, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord. Let me just ask a question. Is anybody saved in the house? He's talking about you. You've received the Lord Jesus Christ. He's talking about you. Now he says, since you've received him, so walk ye in him. Now, right here, this is enough to preach and stop on and shout on right here. See, you can't walk in him until you have received him. But you can't really understand the magnitude of what this word means until you understand the fullness of what Christ himself represents. Now, here's what the truth of the matter is. Keep this in mind. The word says, as ye therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, it literally means the person, the power, the potentate, the Prince of Peace, everything that he represents. When you received him, all of that came with him. Now, here is what you need to understand. If you received everything that Jesus is, and if you receive everything that Jesus does, and you receive where he is placed in the Godhead and the mission that he's been given on planet Earth, and understand the revelation of that statement alone, then you will recognize you've got more going on for you than you ever could imagine in this world. Now, you might not feel like it, and you might not be in a place like it, but it's the truth, because you may not have recognized what power you need to walk in. Now, listen, the devil ain't scared of you. He ain't even worried about you. Ain't even concerned about you. Because ain't nothing about you that bothers the devil except Jesus. I said, the devil is afraid of the Jesus in you. And when you have received Jesus and he takes residence in your heart and in your life, and then you have the privilege, as he comes into you and you into him, you have the ability, as he has the power to walk in your life, you have the power to walk in his life. Well, now listen to this. If you have the power to walk in his spirit, his authority, his word, his will, his way, then all you have to do is look in the word, starting with the gospels, and see what he did in the earth realm. And if you get excited about that, that's only a tip of what he can do, what he will do, and what he's getting ready to do. When you see the power and the authority that God places in his hand, and then when you connect with him, become heirs and joint heirs with him, you then have the right as well as the privilege to utilize everything that belongs to him. Let me make it a little more simpler. Let's say that you were able to go to perhaps the wealthiest man's home in this world, and he was getting ready to leave and go on vacation. But he said to you, anything you want, anything you desire, whatever is not here, just tell my servants. They'll get it here. But I want you to enjoy everything.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm going to be away, but if you have any problems and it's not here and they can't help you, just call me. And I'll see to it that you get it. Now, this is what Jesus has done for you and a whole lot more. And what you don't understand is it's yours to use as you will. But if you choose not to use it, whose fault is it? Nobody but yours. Nobody but yours. So understand this. You never get to use it until you walk in it. That means to understand the three simple principles that we teach and deal with consistently. His word, his will, and his way. When you learn that, you can't know his will without knowing his word, and you can't operate in his way unless you've understood the first two. So here again, notice what he says. He says, rooted. Now that's always underneath the ground. That's hidden. That's invisible. See, you need to have strength that's not visible to the naked eye. It only need not be underneath the ground, but it needs to be firmly planted and supported, so that no matter what happens above ground, everything is stable underneath the ground. Because listen, if a tree is damaged above ground, if the root system is still healthy and strong, it can still regrow some branches and repair itself through the root system. So it says rooted and built up. Notice you can't be built up till you go down. See, a whole lot of us want to go up before we ever go down. And you don't understand, when a seed is planted, the growth starts under ground. It starts gathering its strength and spreading out and sprouting out underneath the ground before anything ever buds up above the ground. And see, what a whole lot of you don't understand is you got to go through something before you get up and stand up and raise up to new levels. You won't be all that, and you ain't never been down yet. See, but once you've been down and God raises you up, the world, the enemy, and anybody else got something to deal with when you know who you are in the Lord. Listen to what he says. And established in the faith. Which means this is not a novice situation. This is not for someone who's playing or some babes. You've got to grow in the Lord, mature in the Lord, develop in the Lord. Listen again at what this word says. It says, as ye have been taught. As. Taught. As. Taught. You have been taught the word. It's no reason why you can't walk in the word that you've been taught. If you're rooted and built up, and if you're established in the faith, there's no reason why you don't hear this word and then heed this word and then have what this word says. Something is wrong with you coming here Sunday after Sunday and don't take the words that you're being taught and begin to practice them, to walk in those words and utilize those words and watch those words turn into reality. Something's wrong if you waste your time coming up, getting dressed, sitting here on the pews, and you come in here with nothing and leave out of here with nothing and then expect to have victory in the week. Something's wrong with you. You've got to hear the word. You've got to grasp that word. You've got to digest that word, and you've got to regurgitate that word and begin to walk in that word. It ain't about how you feel.
feel, it's about faith. God said it, and he said it to you, and you got to take that word and begin to live it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Do you know how amazed you would be if you just started practicing what you hear on Sunday mornings?
Yes, sir.
You come back here so excited next week, man, they wouldn't be able to hold you. You'd be rejoicing, listen at this, all through the week and not have to wait till you get to church on Sunday. You do like Psalms number 100 say, you would enter his gates. Man, you'd get out of your car shouting. And you'd enter into his courts with
praise.
Some of y'all just drag up in here. Like, Lord, I need a word from the Lord today. Jesus. Ain't got no joy, no praise, no nothing. And then the word just flows all around you like living waters. God's just speaking to you. And it's good, but you don't realize it's good for you.
Thank you, Lord God.
So he says, as ye have been taught, listen at this, abounding therein, abounding, listen at this, in what you've been taught, with thanksgiving. When you get a word and you know that word is relevant and you know that word is real and you know that word is right for you, you need to abound in that word. In other words, when you get that word in your heart, in your spirit, when it's a revelation word, a rhema word, when it's a word that speaks to your situation, you don't even have to wait. You start thanking him because you know that word is going to come to pass in your life. Listen at this. Listen. It says, beware, lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Listen, my brothers and sisters, it's good to know history, and it's good to know different, you know, knowledges about the world and about religions and about all that. And all that stuff is good to know, but don't build your faith on that foolishness. Don't build your faith on anything other than the word of God and what God himself has promised to you. Anything else, men's tradition, well, we've been doing it like this. But you know what, brother? The word don't say that. Now, it's all right if traditions are good and the traditions support and undergird the word. But when the traditions contradict the word, then you need to say, well, brother, we need to start a new tradition. And this tradition ought to be based on the word of God. Because God is only going to honor his word. You don't get caught up in all of that stuff. Why is it important for you to understand the truths, especially as it relates to God's word, so that you'll know how to operate in? You know when people are operating wrongly because you know what's right.
That's right.
You know, there were a whole lot of things we used to do in our churches before we had the illumination on the word, the understanding, and before we were brought forth into the truth and to the light of God's word. And when we learned better, we did better.
That's right.
You know, one of the things I remember as a young pastor, you know, when we used to, when I went to my first church as pastor, and they were voting people in the church.
That's right.
And the Spirit of the Lord convicted me early in my ministry and said, why are you voting on a person's salvation? If they have come to me and if they have accepted me, and here was my thing, I'd never been in that or any other church where the voting population ever said no. It was just a tradition. So what is that necessary for? You ain't joining no members only club. This is the family of God. Jesus said, I came to seek and to save that which were lost. Your only qualification to join is to admit you've been lost. But now we're found. You were blind. But now you see. And when you realize that, then that's all it takes. And if the Father receives you through the Son, then who are we to vote on that? And so when I went and I explained it to them, they had no problem with bringing our tradition to the Word. And when the Word oversees a different understanding, or if the Word says that that is out of order, when we submit to the Word, God gets the glory and we get the good.
Right.
And that happened then, and it should happen every time traditions go against the Word of God.
Right.
Look again at what he says. He says, verse 9, for in him, say in him,
amen,
dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Now that literally means that all of the power and the authority that God and the heavenlies have, and then the Holy Ghost, all of that, again, when Jesus came to earth, and when Jesus even now has completed the earth part, but still is in another mode of operation. He's interceding right now. He's going to come back. He's going to have to destroy every enemy and put them under his feet. And then he'll deliver the kingdom back to his Father. But until then, God has literally given him all the permission to use all of heaven's power to achieve all of heaven's goal.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, that might not seem exciting to you until you factor you into it.
Yeah.
Because you are in Jesus, he said, listen, I've got the permission, but I'm going to give you the keys.
Yeah. All right, all right.
Now, with the keys, you not only have permission, but you have authority. And with the authority, you can bind up anything. And Jesus is going to back you up. Who told you to do that, Jesus? Click, is locked. They check in heaven, Jesus said, click, is locked. What did he say? He loosed it on earth. Click, click, Jesus, click, click. He unlocked it in heaven. Now, how simple is that truth and principle? You run around here, you know, rebuking this and all the rest of that when you got keys in your pocket and I ain't even using them. You every situation, every demonic power, everything that comes up against you, listen, the fullness of the Godhead bodily and you being a part of that body have the same reality vested in you. And if you would learn to walk in him and do what he did, say what he said, operate like he operated, the same thing is going to happen for you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But you think because your name ain't Jesus, it won't happen.
Come on.
I need you to know, even if your name were Jesus and you were not in Jesus, wouldn't nothing happen for you. You have got to have relationship with him, and through the relationship comes the rights. Now, how many of you know you got a right in Jesus to operate in full authority? That means that you are fully loaded. The question is, are you cocked and ready? Right here, fully loaded in your hand, right here, the Word. But you see, you have right, or all that right there in your hand and still not be able to do nothing with it if you can't literally walk the principles out of the Word and into reality. I love it. I don't think there's another denomination that know how to praise him and shout and enjoy him and rejoice and dance and just be blessed in the Lord like we do, like we are. But by the same principle, I don't know many other religions and groups and denominations that miss God in the practical application like we do. Do you know, brothers and sisters, that what you are, who you are, and where you are in the body of Christ positions you to see the Word come alive in your life with the full authority of Jesus backing up everything he said. And your life could be changed and different today if you just began to practice what God said concerning his Word. Look at what it says again. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And conjunction. Verse 10. Ye are complete in him. Now listen at this. If he has everything, full authority, full power, everything, and you are complete in him, in relationship with him, there is no lack, no slack, no any disadvantage in him, then the question remains, why are you not walking in victory? Why are you not walking in authority? Why are you not walking in the high places that God has set aside for you? Why then are you settling for being the tail when God has made you the head? Why are you settling for being beneath when God wants to put you above? Why are you settling with this little bit of do when God wants you to have more than enough? Why do you settle for just making it when God wants you to be an authoritative resource center for whatever he has need of? And to be that, you've got to have more than enough. Could you imagine if every one of us in this ministry today had more than we could use in this lifetime, and we gave to the body, and we gave to the ministry, and we gave to the work of God, how blessed everybody would be within the fellowship and then extending on to others? Because we would be able to reach the world the way he wants us to reach the world. We would be able to operate. And this is what you need to know. You don't ever lose anything by giving anything away that God has ordained. Did you hear what I said? I said you don't ever lose anything by giving things away that God has ordained. Matter of fact, he tells me if I give to the poor. Listen, I'm lending to God. Because God looks down and he says, you got it, and give it to him. And I said, okay. Now, I know the poor can't pay me back. But God says, when you give it to them, you're lending to me. And I'm here to tell you, God pays his bills. With compounded interest. You around here investing your money here and there, and that's all fine and good. But I dare you to try investing in the kingdom of God and watching the return that God has on that you do for him. See, when you do what God tells you to do, you can't help but be abundantly blessed. I wish for the people of God that they understood, that they knew and they operated in God's word to the point and place of being abundantly blessed. So much so that you just, you got to give stuff away just to find you some place to put the stuff you got coming in. I mean, I'm talking about abundance. And you know what we do? We limit God. Now, we might have a whole lot of this, but a little bit of that.
Yeah.
God wants us to be abundant in everything. 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 And when we understand that, look again at this word. I want you to see this. We are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. We are complete in the one who sits on top of all power and potentate. Well, that literally means that no matter what issue, situation, whatever company you're dealing with, you know who the CEO is, don't you? You got clout because Jesus is the chairman of the board. Look at what this word says again. And ye are complete in him, which is the what? The head of what? All principalities. That means every jurisdiction, every place, every area, every arena, everything that you can think of, and the power that comes from it or that surrounds it, Jesus is the head of it all. And you are complete in him. Now listen to this. When you understand, you walk with a whole nother confidence. You know, when you go to see Jesus and other folk can't get an appointment. And you stop by the office and you said, I want to see the chairman. I said, well, do you have an appointment with him? No, I didn't make an appointment, but tell him John Montgomery's here to see you. And the secretary said, well, I really can't disturb him. I said, I think it would be in your best interest to let him know I'm waiting out here. And when you say it with authority, say, if you want to be working here tomorrow, I think you need to let him know I'm out here today. I wish I had somebody. See, she'll pick up the phone. Excuse me, Mr. Chairman. We have John Montgomery here. Would you get up and escort him on in here, please? Let him on in here. Oh, yes, sir. Then they look at you like, oh, come on in, Miss Montgomery.